This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Hi, hey, and hello again. How are you today? Beautiful day. Sun is shining and all is right with the world. Visiting with us this morning from the Murfreesboro Police Department, Major Clyde Atkinson is with us. Clyde, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How are you doing this
I'm doing great.
Fixing to be hot day.
But it's summertime and it's August. And this is always the hottest month we have, usually.
You know, they said it was the fifth hottest July in the state of Tennessee since they have been recording temperatures.
I believe it. I think that they were right on target there. And everybody who was at the National Night Out Against Crime knows that, but they all had a good time because great food, lots of entertainment, and the fire department was at some of the locations spraying people.
Doing a hose down.
Yeah, that's always cool. That's fun. In addition to Clyde, Officer Kyle Evans is with us this morning. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. And at my site, we didn't need the fire department to hose us down because we had a pool.
All right.
So we had a pool party yesterday.
He got the rough assignment.
Didn't he, though?
Someone's got to do it.
That's right. And did you also have to stand beside the ice cream machine and check the popsicles and stuff for everybody?
Well, we tried to monitor the ice cream, make sure it was a constant cool temperature for everybody, yes.
Rough job there.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, this is, we've had these National Night Outs Against Crime for 28 years now? Quite a few years.
Nationally, yes. Murfreesboro hadn't had it that long, but nationally, yes, about 28 years.
And what is the purpose of National Night Out Against Crime?
Well, we call it a going away party for the criminals. We let the criminals know that the neighborhoods unite and that they know each other and they're together, and that with along with us and our partners, stay out of that neighborhood, go somewhere else. It's called target hardening, Bart. It's letting the criminals know that, you know, don't come do crime in our neighborhood because we're watching for you.
And that's what I guess the neighborhood watch is all about. This is sort of a reminder about neighborhood watch in a way.
Exactly, and if you don't have a neighborhood watch, it's letting the people know a vehicle to talk to the officers and here again our other partners there on what neighborhood watch is and how to get a program started.
Now, this is a program that does not cost anything, is that correct?
Well, it doesn't cost anything to the taxpayers, but we have to go out and solicit donations, and most of the sites get products, go buy products locally in the community. But you're right, it doesn't cost anybody to the participants that come, but there is a little bit of a cost to it.
Okay, so if you're in a new neighborhood, particularly new neighborhoods that have not had one of these organized before, this is a great opportunity to do this and let the people know right at the beginning, we're not going to stand for crime in our neighborhood.
Exactly. And I don't want to get the two programs mixed up because a National Night Out is only once a year. Neighborhood Watch, we only come and do the first startup meeting, and then what we recommend at least to meet every other month or once a month, something like that, and keep your Neighborhood Watch program vital and make sure that it can be seen and make sure that everybody knows, yeah, we've got a good, active Neighborhood Watch program.
Now, when a potential burglar comes into an area and they see these Neighborhood Watch signs, does that send a message to them or have they learned yet?
It should send a strong message. I'm not sure. We kind of have a saying, you know, there's a reason people wear orange. And I'm not talking about UT football fans, okay? Read between the lines there. So most criminals are dumb. And so we do have some crime in those Neighborhood Watch areas, but not as much. People that have got a Neighborhood Watch program normally have a lower crime rating.
Okay. So it's so important, and of course that is one of the areas that National Night Out does. I remember on some of the very early ones, you used to encourage people to turn your porch light on to let people know that you're behind this this movement.
And that is still another national incentive. It's just that don't turn your porch lights on until after the event, because we run our programs from 5 to 8:30. And, of course, it's still light outside. But we do recommend that at least for that one night that everybody in the neighborhood, everybody that participates in Night Out, turn their lights on when they go to bed and leave them on until in the morning.
Kyle, as you were at a few of the events last night, what kind of response did you hear from the public as they were participating in this National Night Out Against Crime?
Well, so far the feedback has just been great. And the biggest part, in my opinion, of National Night Out is getting to know your neighbors. Not just the police officers that patrol your neighborhoods, but your neighbors. And in this society, so many times we don't take the time to get out and meet the people that live two or three houses down. Get to know their kids and what cars they drive, and not necessarily be a nosy neighbor, but just get to know them. And nobody knows your neighborhood better than yourself. So you and your neighbors can watch out for that neighborhood in your street better than anyone else, including the police officers that are assigned to that zone. So at the events that I saw, neighbors were just getting to know each other, shaking hands, getting to know their kids, letting the kids play together. And so just building that community is really the strongest thing that we can do to help prevent crime in our neighborhoods.
Our listeners, or our other neighbors, I guess, really, what we would call these instead of listeners. I think of listeners as radio, but are the neighbors in the community, do you find that they are one of your biggest sources of information when, even as a crime is taking place, do they call the police and say, I think there's something strange going on over here, there's a car that shouldn't be there? Do you get a lot of calls like that?
Absolutely. You know, we can't do it without the community. There are our eyes and ears. And the some of the neighborhood watch groups over the last several years have really been successful at calling us when crimes are happening. Not just writing something down and calling us later and say, I saw something suspicious. But when a crime is happening, calling us, we send an officer out, and we have solved several, not just burglaries, but very serious crimes over the last several years because of the participation of neighborhood watch groups.
And I guess we could tie into that Crime Stoppers, because that, again, is the public's involvement. And, you know, we're talking about the public getting involved in, you know, all aspects of this when it's happening, and also if you've heard or seen anything, to get involved. And, Clyde, you have headed up the Crime Stoppers program for about as long as I can remember here.
I wasn't involved the first year, but thank goodness my bosses and my supervisors have continued to let me to be one of the administrators of that program, which I love. And you're exactly right. Crime Stoppers is not necessarily a program that some people should call when there is a crime in progress. What we advise is to make sure and call us if they know a crime is going to be committed, such as a large drug deal going down, or if they know a crime has been committed and they know who it's been committed by, or where the stash of dope is, or the stolen computers, or the GPS monitors that's being taken out of the cars, or whatever. That's kind of what Crime Stoppers is for. It's an anonymous criminal intelligence gathering program that to where the people can be involved in their own community, because obviously they live here or they work here. And so Crime Stoppers also helps keep that community safer, just a little bit different because it is an anonymous network.
How do we keep it anonymous? I mean, they call the police department.
Well, they call the Crime Stoppers tips line. That's 893-STOP or 893-7867. We do only answer the phones Monday through Friday between 8 and 4:30. And so we talk to them. We don't record any phone calls. Crime Stoppers USA prohibits that. We can't use any kind of caller ID. Crime Stoppers USA prohibits that also. And so even though that we actually facilitate and manage that Crime Stoppers line, it's anonymous because we don't ask them. We take all the information. We have a set of questions we have to ask them. And then at the end of our conversation, we say, okay, now it's time for you to get a pencil and a piece of paper. And then we give them a code number, and that code number is only issued to that person. And that's how we know them. We cannot call them back. We cannot call and find out and let them know an arrest has been made. We can't call them back and even let them know their money's waiting on them. They must contact us.
So if they don't contact you and they have $1,000 cash waiting to be picked up, that Is it picked up?
Well, it's not. It's put back in the kitty. Now, most people do call us because they actually know the arrest has been made before I do.
Oh.
And the reason why is because they are close enough to that case or that person or that suspect to where, yeah, they know that the information they've given, that person or that suspect, alleged criminal, has been arrested.
I would guess that sometimes people are nervous about calling and they're thinking to themselves, well, you know, somebody's going to find out. Haven't there been police departments in other cities who have tried to get the information from Crime Stoppers, and were they successful?
They can't get anything. I guess it's discoverable, but see, there's no information on our tip sheet. There's nothing that's going to let anybody know who they are.
That's right. And all you have is a number, isn't it?
All we have is a code number, and the judges know that, the district attorneys know that, the public defenders know that. I mean, they know Crime Stoppers is reputable and how it works, and we just don't have any information to give out. I mean none at all. See, there's a big difference between a confidential informant and an anonymous informant. With a CI, drug vice officers, certain detectives, they know the identity of that informant, whereas we don't. All of our informants are totally anonymous.
Do you have repeat informants?
Yes, we do, and they can actually use that same code number. So we,
okay.
Yes, we do. That's what makes the Crime Stoppers program even more successful, is when we have repetitive callers, then we know the information that they've given us before is reputable and reliable.
Now, what happens when the police officer delivers the cash to the person and he sees the person and says, oh, this person not only is a repeat caller, but I recognize them, they're a criminal?
Well, see, that's one of the good things about Crime Stoppers is the police officers don't get that. You know, that is the number one question is, how do I get my money and who's going to deliver it to me? And police officers do not have anything to do with making the cash reward drops. Crime Stoppers is a 501c3, and what that means, it's a nonprofit corporation registered with the Internal Revenue Service. And there's a group of 21 board members, and they're the ones that get to deliver the money. Matter of fact, they love it because it's the cloak and dagger, and they get to deliver the money. And I've got to give a little kudos to you because not only have you been a former Crime Stoppers board member, I think you have also been a former chairman, sir.
I was, and that was exciting, and it was fun. I got to deliver money on several occasions. And you always pick a public place, or at least I did anyway.
Yeah, we always have them in public places in daylight, and because what we want to do is keep it safe for the board members, but also safe for that informant, because somebody could be watching that informant. So we try to be very careful.
Very important. And what is the number over at Crime Stoppers?
893-STOP or 893-7867. And again, that's Monday through Friday between 8 and 4:30.
And we're talking about all of these things because they fit in together in a nice package with National Night Out Against Crime, which was last night. And that's pretty much all over the United States, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You have to register with them, and again, it doesn't cost you anything to register, but each program where you're going to have a site has to register with what they call NATW, National Association Town Watch. They are also a 501c3 corporation. And so to keep the strategies down and to keep everybody on the same track, you have to register with NATW. And as Kyle would probably know too, one good thing that we like about Night Out, nobody can be there selling anything, Bart. You can be there and give information away, like safety companies or lock companies or alarm companies, but anybody that sets up at Night Out can sell nothing, and we love that.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's an opportunity for the entire community to get together, but even more important, to meet your neighbors. And as Kyle was saying, unfortunately, these days, we don't do that enough.
Well, that's right. You know, when someone moves into the neighborhood, the first thing I tell them is bake them some cookies or take them a case of beer or Coke or whatever the case is. Walk down there and just introduce yourself to them. And just make yourself at home and make them feel welcome in your neighborhood. And that's just the biggest thing is you got to get to know your neighbors because you know your neighborhoods better. And if, you know, someone's walking down the street acting squirrely or they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing, you're going to know that, you're going to recognize it, and you're going to call police, and we can come out there and find out what the deal is. It may be perfectly legit, but it may be a criminal activity.
Before we take a break to check on the traffic and weather, let's get the phone number to call to set up one of those neighborhood watch programs, the initial meeting.
Okay, to set up an initial first startup neighborhood watch meeting, you need to call the police annex 895-3874 and ask to speak to Sergeant Melvin Cunningham. He's our neighborhood watch coordinator. Again, that's 895-3874, Sergeant Cunningham.
We're talking this morning about crime, law and order, and of course, last night was National Night Out Against Crime. We'll be back and continue the conversation in just a moment. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. Stay with us. And on the next segment, we open up the phone lines. So if you have any questions dealing with law and order, if you have any concerns dealing with law and order, this is the time to call. The line is open right now, 893-1450.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS AM/FM.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Chuck Clemens. I'm very excited about all the new growth here at Ford of Murfreesboro. I'm glad all my friends are still here. I've been here for 19 years.
Same employees, same great service. Ford of Murfreesboro.
A lot of us have been working in Murfreesboro a long time, and we hope to continue seeing our valuable customers.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Ford of Murfreesboro.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
If your oil is leaking and your brakes are squeaking, call 896-1407, Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Service you can trust. On Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest service, fair prices.
Good morning. We're dealing with very heavy rush hour volume along Interstate 24 as you're making your way through Smyrna and into Davidson County. So be careful out there on this Wednesday morning commute. Murfreesboro road stop and go traffic throughout Smyrna and Laverne. And all points of access to the interstate very busy at this time, especially there on Old Ford Parkway. For all your hardwood flooring needs, call Bradford Hardwood Flooring. With 20-plus years experience, they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Bradford Hardwood Flooring, 615-251-5384. I'm Charlie Sonny, and that's WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We have a heat advisory continuing for the forecast area. A warm high of 100, lots of sunshine, just a slight chance for a spotty shower. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Ballhuber. Right now, it's 81.
This is Freedom Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. At my bank, you're known by your name. Come by today, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, and experience the difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
The Braves have been right here since 1981. This is Don Sutton, and you're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro.
I was big and span. Fix me up a drink. Turn down all the lamps. The rain fell down.
Wishful thinking. Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking about law and order this morning. 893-1450. This is a segment that we open up the phone lines. Major Clyde Atkinson and Officer Kyle Evans from the Murfreesboro Police Department with us this morning. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is that me, Bart?
That is you. Good morning.
Okay, I'm great, and I hope you all are doing well.
We are.
And I was calling. I was hoping that Chief Christmas would have been there, but I needed to ask a question, and I know those two gentlemen there are very able-bodied to give me an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, last Thursday, July the 28th, a truck struck a bicyclist on Jefferson at Las Casas Pike, and I did check with the city and the county records department, and they did explain to me that portion of Jefferson is in the city and a portion of it is in the county. So I was just wondering, this accident happened about 5:50 in the morning, and the truck that struck the bicycle rider did not stop. He kept going, and when he got to work at Nissan, the report said that he allegedly called the police to tell them that because the reason why he left was because he had to be to work at Nissan. And I was just wondering, I didn't want the public to get a bad vibe by saying someone leaving the scene of an accident, injuring someone, and not stopping, that if you call the officials and let them know, well, I work at, say, one of the large plants or companies here in the city, that would let you off the hook, or they will give you some type of privilege. And I just wanted to make sure that in this case, that wasn't what happened. Because to me, this gentleman was guilty of not only hit and run, but leaving the scene of an accident. And I just wanted to get their take on it. And thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for calling. What about that?
Well, thank you for your call, first of all. And, you know, that brings up a good point. Any accident in the state of Tennessee, if it's over $400, you are required to notify law enforcement. So you can't just settle it amongst yourselves. And so many times we see people come into the police department and say, well, we were just going to settle it amongst ourselves, but now my insurance company needs a report. If you have an accident, you are required to call the police department and send an officer out to at least investigate. And if it's over $400 or if there's injuries, file a report. And certainly, if you are in an accident, never leave the scene. It's a crime in and of itself. You can go to jail for doing that, and it's something that we prosecute on a daily basis. And I know WGNS reads our police reports every day, and they see lots of cases of hit-and-run drivers that are charged and put in jail and have to answer and account for their actions. But that also leads me to another good topic right now, is that school zones are back in session. Now that schools are in, the flashing yellow lights, the 15 miles an hour, pay attention to those. There are crossing guards that are there to help you and assist you, expedite your flow through that area, help you get your kids dropped off in a safe and efficient manner. Listen to them. Be patient. It's everybody's first day of school, and so there's going to be some things this first week and 2 weeks while people are just kind of figuring out the details. So I would just urge drivers out there to just add a little bit of time to your commute. Just slow down and just be patient this first couple weeks and really keep your mind on safety.
You know, going back to that phone call, I just can't picture in my mind what was going through that person's head when they obviously looked in the rearview mirror and they saw they had hit someone on a bicycle. They saw the person down.
Exactly.
And they kept going. And they got to work and they said, I didn't want to be late for work.
Well, only thing I can say is for that person, there's not much value of human life. And you know, when you're involved in personal injury, that takes that $400 cap off. If anybody's hurt, then you're required to stop and report and call right then. It doesn't say you have to be transported to the ambulance or so forth. And see, not only that, people, I mean, it's bad enough to be involved in a wreck, and yes, sometimes it'll affect your insurance and sometimes it won't, but I can guarantee you that if you get an arrest or a citation for leaving the scene of an accident, what is that saying to your insurance company? I mean, they can literally cancel your insurance because of that, because they, you know, they're looking at dollar signs and lawsuits there. So, yeah, if you're involved in a wreck, I mean, we can call your employer for you. You know, we can help you out that. We can legitimize that, yes, he or she is going to be late, but this is why. So, but you're right, Bart. That just sends cold chills down my back that somebody's job is more valuable or worth more than an injury or life on a bicycle.
Now, how could this employer, in this case Nissan, how could they find out about this? I mean, would they find out about it? Because I think they would like to know that they have somebody working for them that values life that little.
Well, you know, a lot of companies will actually do driving checks every year or every 2 years to make sure that their employees have good driving histories. They run criminal checks to make sure that they don't have employees with criminal backgrounds. So that'd be probably the most likely way they would find out. But, you know, sometimes people just drop phone calls, and, you know, it's not something that always happens, but it's just very unfortunate. And I'd say with the publicity of this case, it's, you know, just with today's media and the technology that's out there, things like that just don't go unnoticed by employers.
Our phone number is 893-1450. If you have any questions or comments this morning, give us a call, 893-1450, and maybe you want to comment on that last call. I just can't picture somebody driving away, having someone injured, and not even stopping to see if, you know, how serious the injury is. Like you say, Clyde, they have no value for human life.
I just cannot imagine that. It brings me back. I'm going to tell you a story on my father, and it has to do with my upbringing. He was a big animal lover, specifically dogs, but a big animal lover, and I am the same way. But this story sticks in my head. We were going down to his mother's house, down to Maury County, the rural community area. And on the way back to Nashville, where I was brought up and raised, he hit a dog and ran over it and killed it. He stopped immediately, stopped in the road. We went up to the people's house and say, "Look, I'm sorry, we hit the dog. Is there anything that we can do?" I mean, that was a dog and an animal, but a lot of people's pets are their children. I mean, mm-hmm. They get so close, sure. they care a lot about them. So I guess that relates to me, you know, always stop, period. No, you know, at least call the police and then let neutral parties, being the police, let neutral parties get involved in that and help solve that for you.
But don't call them after you've gotten to your destination.
No. No. Actually, it's too late. I mean, you know, they can still be charged with leaving the scene of an accident. They need to call before they leave the scene.
Do you have a lot of that in the area?
Unfortunately, we have too much of it, but not a lot. You know, not a lot, because most people know they can be charged with leaving the scene.
So I think there's confusion as to what you do if you're in an accident. Maybe we should touch on that a bit, because you often wonder, do I not move at all? Do I pull over to the side of the road? What do I do?
Well, the best thing to do is probably check with the other driver and see if somebody's hurt. If it's a serious accident and there are people injured, stay where you're at. If it's a minor accident and you're on Broad Street or Memorial, just get out of the road. Just pull over to the side, to a safe place, the parking lot. The officer doesn't have to see the cars. You can still have evidence to find out what happened, especially in rear-end collisions. Just get off the road, because it's actually safer for you in the parking lot. You don't congest traffic, and you can actually expedite the response of the officer. So if no one's seriously injured, move to the side. If someone is complaining of serious injuries, stay where you are so the officer can come and investigate.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hey, Bart. I'm the one that called about that accident. I wanted to make sure that the officers knew that. Now, this incident did not come into the Murfreesboro newspaper. I read it off of the WGNS website, because when I heard Scott give that information Thursday the 28th, you know, it shocked me. And later on, I was asking different people about it, and no one else seemed to know about it. And then, like I said, I looked it up on the WGNS website. So this has never made the paper, so it's like, you know, he got away with something, but I know he didn't. I just wanted to call back and clarify that.
Thanks for calling. And that's one thing. People should not get away with things.
No.
People need to be aware. The community needs to be aware when you have somebody like that.
Yeah, they need to pay the price.
Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 893-1450 if you have a question or a comment. You were talking about broad. If you're out on the interstate, that's a whole different story. And it's if you're in the center lane, it's sort of hard sometimes to get onto the shoulder, especially if you're in a vehicle that is damaged. What do you do there to be safe?
Well, I know sometimes you're driving down the road and something happens, and if you can get off the road, it's just the best thing to do is to just get off the road onto the shoulder. Those trucks and cars are traveling with so much momentum, it's just such a dangerous thing to be on the interstate and have your car stall or be in an accident. So if you can drift over to the right side or get to the shoulder, that's really the best thing. And if you can't, stay inside your car, because so many times people get out of their car and then get hit by moving traffic. So stay inside your vehicle, call 911. We'll get cars out there with blue lights on them as just as fast as we can.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Major Clyde Atkinson and Officer Kyle Evans. How are you doing today?
Good, Bart. Thank you for taking my call, and good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Bart, what particular, or the gentleman with you there, what particular part of Murfreesboro is more crime susceptible, that you maybe patrol more, maybe that you keep a better eye on, that maybe is something that that you monitor more closely and all. Can you talk about that this morning for just a moment?
Well, you know, there's no exact answer to that. What we do is, number one, we have zone patrols, and we have zones throughout the whole city that are assigned to a patrolman and a backup patrolman, and they're responsible for the daily routine patrols, answering calls in that area. But we also have a directed patrol, and that directed patrol, they target hot spots. If we see burglaries creeping up in an area, or if they see certain crime trends happening, they can just mobilize to that area and do undercover patrol, extra marked unit patrol, bicycle patrol, foot patrol. And so we try and follow the crime, and we try and actually predict where the crime is going to be so that we can catch the people responsible. And so there's no one specific area of town that we target. It's something that we continuously monitor. Every single day we look at it, and it's something that you can monitor too. You can go to our website, www.crimemapping.com, and you can actually run your own crime trend reports. You can see what types of crimes are happening near your residence in your neighborhood. You can see the frequency of crime near your child's school or whatever the case is. Whatever you're interested in, you can run your own crime report and look at some of the same intelligence that we look at on a daily basis to help us direct our patrols to fight crime.
And Bart, I want to add to that a little bit, particularly if you are house shopping. Mm-hmm. That is great to do. If you're looking at a particular house in a particular neighborhood, again, crimemapping.com, you plug that street address in, and you can make it as narrow a search or as broad a search as you want. You can make it one block or six blocks. It's a great tool. The city is paying for that. It is fantastic. It's something new that we've just started in the past few months, and it's a great service to our community.
So this listener, who was obviously interested in burglaries, he could look up his street, narrow it down to a block or so, and specifically find out about burglaries in his area.
Yes, well, that's sir. Right. And I think there's about 12 different types of crime that you can look for, whether that's car burglaries, home burglaries, drug crimes, just about any type of crime you can think of, categories, and it's uploaded daily. So it's something that is very up-to-date. If you see something that's happening in your neighborhood, it's updated every single day with the same information we send into the state for our crime statistics through the Tiber system. So we encourage residents to use this. The more information our residents have about crime, we feel the better empowered they are, and really that goes back to Neighborhood Watch. It really mm-hmm. makes our neighborhood safer.
www.crimemapping.com and follow the instructions from there. While we're talking about burglaries, aren't those noticeably on the increase right now? Haven't they been for a while?
They have been, Bart, particularly to our vehicles. That's what's taken kind of a spike. But typically that goes up in the summer, but it's a little higher average now. It's harder to get caught breaking in a car. I'll just be honest with you. And so many people, and you know why? Because people don't lock their vehicles. Or if they've got a GPS unit or a nice fancy pair of sunglasses, or they've got a case of 100 CDs laying in the front seat or whatever, people think that if it's in their car, it's safe. And normally, A thief will not steal what he or she can't see. So we tell people, don't leave anything in your car where it can be seen. Women leave purses. Men leave wallets right in the center console.
They leave their wallets out?
Yes, sir. They certainly do. They certainly
That's
do.
Asking for trouble.
And so it's just not a real good smart idea to leave any kind of items in your vehicles. But that's the main thing. We have had some residential burglars go up, but there's been several arrests for those. But our car burglaries are just absolutely horrendous right now.
And the thing to reduce that would be to lock your car and don't leave anything out for people to see.
Lock your car and take everything out of it. And that doesn't mean take the GPS unit out off the windshield and stick up underneath the front seat, because if they can see that suction cup mark, or if they still see the holder, they're going to think, well, there's a GPS unit in there. And that's the highest number one theft item right now that there is.
Okay, so keep that in mind. Now, let's go up a notch above burglary, which would be robbery. Last year, for some reason, there were either the same robbers or similar robbers going around, going to, I think, to discount tobacco stores, stealing things, shooting in a few places. I think they had some random shots fired. But they would walk away with a certain brand of cigarettes, trying to, I guess, make a statement. And that went on for several times. I don't recall how many, but it was enough to make everybody concerned. How is that going?
That has ceased. There were seven or eight of those, and there was a random shooting actually at the Dollar General store out on Cason Lane. I specifically worked that particular case. Or assisting in that, I should say. And we got real close. The last robbery was at the discount tobacco place over on South Rutherford, right off of Broad Street. And we had a witness in the back of the store, in the back of the building, in another building, that actually gave us a very, very good description of the car. But that's still an active case. There's been some evidence that's not only been sent off to TBI, but FBI. I think they came real close to getting caught, and I think they know that. And so, knock on wood, since that case, at least who we feel to be associated with has not come into Murfreesboro and hit us again.
So, once again, it's the public that's helping you.
It is.
And that's the important thing.
We cannot do without the public. We can't do without the eyes and the ears by any means. And to kind of relate back to that, even to National Night Out, Bart, till people come out to a site, they don't really know how big this program is. And I want to tell you, without our sponsors, without the folks that contribute, and I don't have the list in front of me, so I don't want to leave anybody out. But our volunteers are tremendous to us, and we cannot do without people. We just absolutely cannot do without people that support that function in the police department. And particularly, they know how important it is for us to use them as the eyes and the ears.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's pause for the weather. We'll be back. And I want to touch on something when we come back that will get people more involved in law enforcement. The Citizens Police Academy, getting them more knowledgeable about what's happening right here in our community. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Cheer me up, because I'm all alone, and I'm taking it day by day. Cheer me up, because you're all that I've got, and I travel a long, long way.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated. We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Remember going to the movies and the good guys won? This Saturday, see Roy Rogers' first big movie, Under Western Stars. Bring your kids and grandkids to the Patterson Community Center Theater this Saturday afternoon at
admission is $5.
See this great King of the Cowboys movie and meet Roy and Dale's daughter, Cheryl. That's 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon at the Patterson Community Center, 521 Mercury Boulevard. If you're a hunter, listen closely. We're here at the Co-op Farm and Home Center talking with Mike. What's happening?
We're having our Hunter's Night Out, and we're going to have registration at the door for a bow tournament. You probably need to be here around 4 o'clock. It doesn't cost anything. Everything's free.
That's Saturday night, August 6th from 5 until 9 at the Co-op Farm and Home Center.
Best one arrow wins.
And if you have any questions about Hunter's Night, check with Mike at the Co-op Farm and Home Center. That's Saturday night, August 6th from 5 until 9.
Weather Eye.
We have a heat advisory continuing for the forecast area. A warm high of 100, lots of sunshine, just a slight chance for a spotty shower. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now, it's 81.
Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS Murfreesboro.
She's probably up singing from a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seat.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, and we're talking law and order this morning. Visiting with us from the Murfreesboro Police Department, Major Clyde Atkinson and Officer Kyle Evans. Just a few minutes left, so if you have any questions, give us a shout. 893-1450 is the number. And as we were leaving to check on the weather, we mentioned about the Citizens Police Academy having an opportunity for people to actually learn more about the workings of the police department. Is there one of those coming up soon?
Well, that's right. It actually starts at the end of this month, and we're actually accepting applications through Friday. So if you want to participate in the fall class, it starts, I believe, August the 30th. It's Tuesday nights from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night. I need your application by Friday, and you can participate in the class. It's a great way for you to get to know your police department and see all the things that we do.
It's a lot of fun. I've been through it and highly recommend it for everybody. Great, great class. What do they just call you and find out more?
Well, you can go online to the city website, murfreesborotn.gov, and they can download the application from there, or they can come by the police annex or police main building and they can get an application and fill it out and submit it to me.
All righty. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
I just wanted to ask the gentleman, when or do they still use the radar? I know we live on West Clark, and down here at the S-curve, we have probably an average of 1 to 2 wrecks a week. Most of them are not reported. They're just little fender benders. But the traffic on Clark is sort of like Broad Street. You know, it's just a raceway. Even though there's a sign saying 10 miles an hour for these curves down here, people slide halfway down there hitting their brakes, keep them turning over on that curve. I know at one time we had one of the patrolmen parked up on Allen, and he gave tickets out until he said he just couldn't handle any more of them. He had them lined up all the way down the street, just giving tickets out for speeding. And I was just wondering if they still do that or if they don't.
Yes, sir, we do, and I will pass that as soon as we get off the air. I'll pass that over to the patrol division commander. We do have radar requests, and we try to try to make sure and facilitate those as often and as much as we can. Most of the accidents, like you're saying, that happen in that S-curve, it's just people not knowing how to drive, trying to negotiate the curve too fast. And what they do is they get over in somebody else's lane. And you're right, about 10 miles an hour is about what you need to be doing in both of those S-curves. But we do use radar, and we use a new tool that's called LIDAR, and that's actually a laser, to where if most people have got radar detectors, the radar detector is not going to go off when we use the laser speed instruments. But I will definitely pass that on to the patrol commander, and maybe we can get some radar run out there this week, sir.
You know what's interesting about that, too, is with our radar, this year, every single police officer at the Murfreesboro Police Department is undergoing radar training. So it's 8 hours of nothing but how radar works. They actually have to go out and get certified on the radar, estimating how fast cars are going, and then confirming it with the radar. So it's something that's mandated by the state, and all of our police officers will be certified by the end of this year. And so it's something that we are really going to step up our enforcements on, part of our initiative to reduce the number of fatal accidents in the city.
And if you have not been on that S curve, that's more than an S curve. It's like a right-hand curve. The road just totally turns.
It literally is. They call it an S curve, Bart. But you're right. It's two L's. It's one L's right side up, and the other one's upside down, depending on which way you come. But it is, and you cannot take that curve at 30 miles an hour. It's impossible.
I've often wondered how often that guy who lives right there at the end of it, how often his house gets hit. He's got a pretty serious fence in front of it now.
And I've got to applaud Rahm and Dana over in City Engineering, because I can tell you one thing. We used to have such bad accidents there because the pavement was so slippery. They actually have a very special, specific asphalt there that's an anti-slip, anti-skid asphalt there to keep from having accidents there. And it's reduced the accidents, but I can't tell you that it's eliminated them.
We have time for one more real quick call. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I want to thank the Murfreesboro Police Department for being persistent in apprehending those two individuals last week, because we don't need dangerous people like that running loose. I've been in other communities, other big cities, and you see certain areas like Memphis, you know, St. Louis. I think a lot of reason why they have the crime that they do is for some reason the law enforcement there just seems to be unmotivated to capture people like that. But Murfreesboro, they really got on them and was persistent, didn't give up on capturing them. And it took a while, but they got them, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate the compliment. We've got fine men and women police officers out there, and a fine CID division, and it's a teamwork. We've got different divisions in the police department, but what we have found is we don't compete against each other. We work with each other, and because that is our mission, that's our goal, improve the quality of life in Murfreesboro.
Once again, when can people, they have this week to sign up for the Citizens Police Academy?
Through Friday.
That's 2 days away, so you need to move on and check with the city's website. What was the address again?
MurfreesboroTN.gov.
All righty. Sign up for the Citizens Police Academy. You will definitely benefit from that. Visiting with us this morning, Major Clyde Atkinson and Officer Kyle Evans, both with the Murfreesboro Police Department, keeping us up to date on law and order. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking lawns and gardens. Mitchell Moat will be with us to answer any questions you might have tomorrow, right here on WGNS. In the meantime, here's hoping you have a good day, a safe day. Enjoy the warm weather.
WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.